woman standing in the doorway of the ramshackle hut. Her little girl was either balanced on her hip or stood clinging to her skirt. She grew round with her second child. Once or twice, Mary talked with her, but the midwife's services were not requested. Mary had but to look around the room to see that the reason was poverty. Emily should not have waited for that reason. Old Mary had never turned her back on a woman in need. Emily had very few possessions, none of them practical. A bowl and pitcher sat on the floor, a china chamber pot on the other side of the room. It was the first one old Mary had ever seen in this neighborhood. Most people here had a bucket, if that. There was a small oval portrait in an ivory frame, a young girl. This girl? There was hardly any resemblance between this poor creature, her face bleached and drawn, and the robust blonde beauty in the painting. A few dresses lay on the floor in the corner. A crate held two cups and two bowls. Emily's table. There was a miniature stool for the child, no chair for Emily. Did she kneel beside her daughter? Old Mary called to her granddaughter, "Betsy, bring that baby here." Mary pulled back the thin quilt from her patient's breast. There was only an old stained sheet between the woman and the rough straw tick on which she lay. "Emily, child, if you nurse this baby, maybe the blood'll stop."